وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله تعالى this talk is reminding about the danger of oppression and transgression to the creation of Allah عز وجل, especially husband to his wife and wife to her husband. The dhulm or the oppression or transgression is forbidden. Allah forbade it. As in Sahih, في الصحيح حديث القدسي, الله عز وجل سير يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالم. In this hadith al-Qudsi, which is speech of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that he doesn't oppress anyone. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't, Azza wa Jalla, oppress anyone of his creation. حَرَّمْتُ إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ عَلَى نَفْسِي يَا عِبَادِي إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي. يعني in Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا, نَكِرَ فِي سَاغِ النَّفِي تُفِيدُ الْعُمُومِ. So Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't oppress anyone. Doesn't oppress anyone. Subhana. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ وَجَعَلْتُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا. And I made the oppression among you. You means يَا عِبَادِي. Allah said, all my slaves. So it's general. Not only all believers. Anyone who is a slave of Allah is being addressed. وجعلت بينكم حراما, I made the oppression among you haram, unlawful, prohibited. فلا تظالموا, فسببية, فبسبب ذلك لا تظالموا. Because of that prohibition, don't oppress one another. Very clear message from Allah عز وجل سبحانه وتعالى to us. So oppression is haram. Even not only between the human and the jinn, but also if the animal, the beasts, animal, oppress one another in the day of judgment, there is judgment between it. How about if a human oppress the animal? How about if the human oppress one another? How about if the relative oppress one another? Husband and his wife oppress one another. The more closer the creation are to one another, the bigger right they have on one another. So if you oppress your mother, it's not like you oppress any other person. Naam, the oppression to parents is not comparable to oppression of the rest of the family. Because the parents have more right. Even though al-dhulm is haram. in sound hadith that a woman entered hellfire because of her oppression to a what? To a cat. She tied up a cat until the cat died. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished that human from the children of Israel, from the Muslimin, punish her to enter hellfire because of oppressing an animal, a cat. On the other hand, another woman who was baghiya, prostitute, fed a dog, wore a dog, which was so in need of water, thirst. She showed kindness. She entered the well, made her shoes full of water, watered the dog. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thanked her and forgave her. Some of the ulama said, means forgave her, Allah purified her heart. So she has no desire for that haram thing anymore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with her. So if this is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with the one who oppresses animal and the one who do favor for animal, what do you think the one who oppresses human? What do you think the one who oppress, the one who does favor for human? In sound hadith, في الصحيحين, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam said to the Muslims, the most number he alayhi salam met them was when he was performing the Hajj. From the statement he sallallahu alayhi salam used to repeat over and over, Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa a'radakum alaykum haram. Allahu Akbar. Indeed, your blood, your wealth, your honor among you is sacred. It's haram. كحرمة يومكم هذا في شهركم هذا في بلدكم هذا. As this city, this day, this month is sacred. أشهر الحرم, عرفة, منى is sacred, is known. The same way your blood, your wealth, your honor among you is sacred. Then Prophet ﷺ, he said, Allah, ala hal balagtu? Did I convey it? Sahaba said, Allahumma na'am. Oh yes. Prophet ﷺ said, Allahumma fashhad. Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah, witness. Prophet ﷺ pointed out the sky when he said, Allahumma. Because Allah is up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is up above his throne, which is above his creation. Allahumma fashhad. Oh Allah, witness that. So it is very clear message in Islam that oppression is haram to everyone. If someone oppresses another one, what is going to happen? If he doesn't pay back, he is not forgiven, and he comes in the day of judgment. If it is animal, the score or the justice or the scale will be settled, will be placed to judge between it. في الصحيح, صحيح مسلم, لتؤدن الحقوق إلى أهلها حتى يقاد للشاة الجلحاء من الشاة القرناء. لام القسم, والله, you will give the rights of those who deserve يوم القيامة, in the wording of the hadith, in the day of judgment. Everyone will get his right, which is good news for whoever is oppressed in this world. If you are oppressed in this world, don't die for grief. Take it easy. Wallah, you will get your right. And to get your right in the day of judgment is more helpful to you than getting in this worldly life. Because if you get in worldly life, it's gone. it goes away. Word life goes away. But if that, it's in the day of judgment, it's not going away. It's with you. It's an action. حَتَّى يُقَادَ لِشَاتِ الْجَلْحَى مِنَ الشَّاتِ الْقَرْنَى. Until this judgment takes place between the hornless animal goat with the one with horns. Between animal. وَهَذَا مِمَّا يَدُلُّ عَلَى عَدْلِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. This indicates, it shows the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Animal. That's why the animal are being gathered the day of judgment. Do we know that the animal will be resurrected? The birds will be resurrected? Al-baha'im, al-wuhush, all of that will be resurrected for that reason. Not to enter hellfire, not to enter Jannah, no. But justice between it. As Allah said subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا طَائِرٍ يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحَيْهِ إِلَّا أُمَمٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ يُحْشَرُونَ وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. No dabba, no moving creature, no living creature on the earth. That's everything on earth. وَلَا طَائِرٍ. No birds. يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحَيْهِ, which flies with its two wings. So either you are on earth or you are up, above the earth like the birds, wherever you may be. إِلَّا أُمَمٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ يُحْشَرُونَ. Then to your Lord, you will be gathered. All of those, they will be gathered before their Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal. In Surah Kuwirat, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. What's wuhush? The beast, the wild beast. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. And when the wuhush, the wild beast will be gathered. So Allah mentioned in the other ayah, ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ يُحْشَرُونَ. Then to your Lord, you will be gathered. In sound hadith, the Prophet ﷺ explained the ayah in Surah An-Naba. يَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. That the disbeliever will say, I wish I would have been ماذا؟ Dirty or dusty or sandy, whatever. He wished to be dust. Jazakallahu khair. This is the hadith. هذا الحديث شرحه الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله في السلسلة. يقضي الله بين خلقه الجن والإنس والبهائم. بهائم. وإنه ليقيد يومئذ الجماء من القرناء حتى إذا لم يبقى تبعة عند واحدة لأخرى قال الله كونوا ترابا. فعند ذلك يقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا. Allah will judge between his creation, jinn, humans, and animals. This is the word of the hadith. Allah will judge between his creation, jinn, humans, and animals. Animal. On that day, the score will be settled between the hornless and the horned until there are no outstanding issues left. Until there are no outstanding issues left. So no one has right on the other one. between the animal. Then Allah will say, be dust. Means to who? To the animal, not the human. Who human? No. Fariqun fil jannah wa fariqun fil sa'ir. The human either to hellfire, blazing fire, or to paradise. This command of Allah Azza wa Jal, Amrul Kawni, to the animal, be dust. The Prophet Sallam said, at the point, the kafir will say, would that I were dust. So the kafir wish to be dust, to be like the animal, so he doesn't be punished. But that is not going to happen. So if the judgment in the day of judgment is going to be between the animal, between the goats, between the beasts, between all the creation on earth, between the birds, will be gathered, how about between a human being? As for a human being, the text is showing that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أخرجه البخاري من كانت عنده مظلمة لأخيه من عرضه أو من شيء فليتحلله منه اليوم قبل ألا يكون دينار ولا درهم إن كان له عمل صالح أخذ منه بقدر مظلمته وإن لم يكن له حسنات أخذ من سيئات صاحبه فحمل عليه. So in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, he said, whoever has the right of his brother, of his honor, or anything, the right of his brother, honor, of anything, what left after mentioning honor? The wealth and the blood, these three things. إِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَعْرَاضَكُمْ. So anyone who has the right of his brother, فَلْيَتَحَلَّلْهُ مِنْهُ الْيَوْمِ قَبْلَ أَلَّا يَكُونَ دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَامًا. Let him be free from it today, before there is no cent, there is no dinar, there is no dirham, there is no worldly life. Dirham, dinar here means worldly life. How you know it's worldly life? Because of the hadith, إِنْ كَانَ لَهُ عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ. If he has righteous deeds, this person who oppressed his brother, if he come to the day of judgment with that oppression, without freeing himself from that in the worldly life, he come before Allah. إِنْ كَانَ لَهُ عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ. If he has righteous deeds, أُخِذَ مِنْهُ. It will be taken from him بِقَدْرِ مَظْلَمَةِ, based on his oppression. No oppression. If he has righteous deeds, his salah, fast, zakah, khair, it will be taken from him. Based on how much he oppresses others. How if he doesn't have righteous deeds? Like a kafir or a Muslim who doesn't have righteous deeds. Because it's finished. وَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ حَسَنَاتٌ أُخِذَ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ صَاحِبِهِ فَحُمِلَ عَلَيْهِ. And if he doesn't have righteous deeds, the evil deeds of his companion, of his friend, the one he oppressed, will be taken away and placed on him. فَحُمِلَ عَلَيْهِ فَحُمِلَ عَلَيْهِ. It will be placed on him. In the other narration, فَطُرِحَ عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ طُرِحَ فِي النَّارِ. So evil deeds of those he oppressed them will be placed on this oppressor, and he will end up to hellfire after he had righteous deeds. In another hadith, Prophet asked the Sahaba, من المفلس؟ قالوا المفلس فينا من لا درهم له ولا دينار. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المفلس في أمتي المفلس من أمتي من يأتي يوم القيامة بصلاة وصيام وزكاة ويأتي وقد شتم هذا وسفك الدم هذا وأكل مال هذا فيعطى هذا من حسناتي وهذا من حسناتي فإن فنيت حسناته قبل أن يقضى ما عليه أخذ من خطاياهم فطرحت عليه ثم طرح في النار. The one who fell into bankruptcy in the Muslim Ummah, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, is who, you know, this worldly life, who is considered he fell into bankruptcy? It's someone who had some, the beginning, but he lost. A company filed bankruptcy. Means they had something, the beginning. And hereafter, the same thing. The one who fell into bankruptcy is the one who comes the day of judgment with righteous deeds, but lost it. The Prophet ﷺ said, the one who fell into bankruptcy from of my ummah in the day of judgment is the one who will come with salah, with siyam, with zakah. Salah, siyam, zakah. Salah, siyam, zakah. Akhuna Abu Abdurrahman. هذا الحديث المفلس من أمتي من يأتي يوم القيامة بصلاة وصيام وزكاة وصيام والفائدة التي ذكرها بعض أهل العلم كشيخ عثيمين أن الصيام لا يدخل تحت القصاص وإنما يبقي الله عز وجل لعبده أخذا من الحديث فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به وهذا الحديث مدلول هذا الحديث ماذا تستفيد وتفيدنا المفلس من أمة من يأتي يوم القيامة بصلاة وصيام وزكاة ويأتي وقد شتم هذا وسفك دم هذا وأكل مال هذا فيعطى هذا من حسناته وهذا من حسناته فإن فنيت حسناته ومنها الصوم قبل أن يقضى ما عليه أخذ من خطاياهم فطرحت عليه وطرح في النار. So in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that the one who fell into bankruptcy from his ummah is one who will come in the day of judgment with day of judgment with salah, with siyam, with zakah. The best of the deeds after tawheed. Rather, there is no tawheed without, there is no salah without tawheed. There is no siyam without tawheed. There is no zakah without tawheed. All these actions is nonsense without tawheed. So if you hear someone who comes the day of judgment with righteous deeds, with sawm, with salah, with zakah, with sadaqah, he is a Muslim. He did it for Allah and he did it according to the sunnah. Otherwise, it wouldn't be considered. It's not salah. Irji' fa salli fa innaka lam tusalli. So these are a'mal upon ikhlas. Allah accepted it subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Allah is considering it. So this believer, who come with these righteous deeds, salah, siyam, zakah, ويأتي وقد شتم هذا, and he comes while he insults, he abuses, he slanders this. This relates to the honor. وصفك دم هذا, and he shed the blood of this. This relates to the blood. وأخذ مال هذا, and he took the wealth of this. This relates to the wealth. إن دماءكم وأموالكم وأعراضكم. Some people, they don't think if they backbite the person, if they destroy his honor, what they call, he makes a character assassination, they spread lies against the person, they destroy his business, they destroy his honor. As long as they didn't take his money, they didn't hit him physically, they don't consider the oppressing. The ulama said, some affecting some of the honor of the person is worse than hitting the person physically. Way worse. Some people, you may say one statement to them, you destroy their worldly life. They always feel pain because of one statement. You take their money, they would have forget. They would have forgive you easily. But because of the statement, they don't. So how you think it's not important? Rather, وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ وَأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ نسأل الله الكريم السلامة والعافية. So the Prophet ﷺ said, so and he comes while he insults this one, he abused this one, he shed the blood of this one, he took the wealth of this one. This one will be given his hasanat, his righteous deeds, and this one will be given his righteous deeds, his rights. Okay, the salah finish, the psalm finish, the zakat finish, other righteous deeds. This one has finished. People took it. Because of his oppression. Because they suffer. What will happen? He doesn't have any righteous deeds now. But still he owed them. Adlullah, the justice of Allah. Allah will not say to those, okay, go, what do we do? Nothing is on this. He doesn't have anything. No. Because still they've been hurted. They need their right. Wallahu al-adl, subhanahu wa ta'ala, يحكم بين العباد بالحق. فإن فنيت حسناته قبل أن يقضى ما عليه أخذ من خطاياهم فطرحت عليه وطرحت في النار. So if his righteous deeds ends, is finished, while still he owed them, their evil deeds will be taken away from them and placed on him, then will be thrown to hellfire. هذا هو المفلس. This is the one who fell into bankruptcy. A Muslim who came with righteous deeds, but has been taken. Rather, he carrying lowry, he carrying sin, committed by other people. They are those who commit the sin, not him. He's carrying because he oppressed them. After this hadith, who of us can take this issue light? You backbite the one you want, you boycott the one you want, you talk about the one you defame the one you want, you cheat in business the one you want, you say what you want, you hit the one you want. You... La ilaha illallah. You pay him back. For sure. If you have righteous deeds, if not, then you carry their sin. Isn't it easy, a believer, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this worldly life and to avoid oppressing the creation of Allah? And if it happened with human, we mistake. He hastened to free himself from that. Now, some of the images or forms of oppression which happen between husband and his wife. That some husband, they damage the honor of their wives. They say, they use bad words, abusive words to their wives. Insult them. Some of them, even some of them use the language of the market. Some non-Muslims, they shy to use it. Some Muslims are use those evil words against their own wives. Defame them. La ilaha illallah. Wallahi, some of them, they talk about the way Allah created them. You look like this. This is the way you are. This is the way. Now you are not, you far. Now you pass, even talking about the creation. You involve now the creator, Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's Allah who created this human being. It's Allah who created this human being, this form. This way. This shape. So some men, they do that. They talk about their wives, how Allah created her, how she look like. They talk about some of them, they not only they talk about her, they even talk about her mother, her father, her family. Wallahi. Someone who whenever he has problem with his wife, you don't know where he brought from. He's talking about her grandmother. Akhi, what did she do to you? This is the way he... If he doesn't use these words, he don't think he revenge, he doesn't think he's a man. وَهَذَا فُجُورٌ فِي الْخُصُومَةِ This is مِنْ عَلَامَاتِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ From the character of hypocrite to go to transgress when there is dispute, to go over the limit, not to be just. So, some of them, they make la'an. They curse, they slander, they abuse, they use evil word statements. And Allah forbid that. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِ يَقُولُ لَتِهِ أَحْسَنُ Not only Allah command us to use good words, Allah command us to use the best words. Where are we from Quran? قُلْ لِعِبَادِ Say to my slaves, يَقُولُ لَتِهِ أَحْسَنُ To say that which is the best. When you're talking, you talk with good words. Also, from one of the ways they oppress some man, their wives is that they call her bad names, bad description, bad names. From that is, they physically hit her. Some men, they make their wives bleed. Bleeding. Who are you living with? Even you don't make that to the animal. You don't make animal bleeding. How are you doing to your own wife? Then he come up with justifications, excuses, shaitanic justification. I was mad. Okay, you were mad. May justify you to oppress people. Even the crazy person, the one who lost his intellect, Majnoon, if he oppressed someone, it's on his relative to pay back. If a Majnoon, destroy your car. If a little child, destroy your car now outside the parking. You say, oh, this little child, he just throw a rock or a mirror, he break the glass, go away. No. His father is holding to account. How about you, Aqil, out of arrogance, hit your wife? You want to go away? May I choose to hit your wife? In a way, you're making her bleeding, you're making her bruising, you're making all this. Even some of them worse, they hit them from the face. A'udhu billah. La yajuz ya ikhwa. This is not allowed. Why are you going through all this? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned Quran in Darb, the ulama mentioned Darban, the hadith, Darban, not the ulama. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned Darban ghayra mubarrih. And Prophet Muhammad ﷺ should be our example. He had 9 wives. He never hit anyone of them. Even he divorced some of them. And you know, Prophet is not divorcing without reason. But yet, he's a son in a curse. He didn't hit anything. So no reason to do that. From the ways some men oppress their wives is that they threaten her. He threatened her. He make her be in a state of fear. Taking hammer, throwing next to her. Cellular phone, keys, whatever he can reach, knife. He may take a knife and put her on her face like she's about to die. A'udhu billah. Shake whole house. She's in the room. Destroyed the room. The whole door is falling out. Wala hawla wala. Computer is gone. He break the wall. And he said, I didn't hit her. You didn't hit her, but you make her scared. She was sleeping. Now where is she? She thought there was tornado. She ran because of the way you treat her. Fear. Subhanallah. La. ليس هناك ترهيب والتخويف. لا. Prophet ﷺ, he forbade that a man, someone take a weapon and sharp it, point it to the other one. It's not allowed in Islam. You cannot take your gun and you imitate you hitting someone. You're not allowed. Even though you don't want to hit, but you are not allowed to do that. Because why? This scares the person. Plus, it may happen. You don't think it may, and it may, you may hit it. You may think to use your hand to make your wife fear, and she think you are hitting, she want to defend herself, and then now fight is started. So from beginning, don't make her scared. From the oppression some men they do, and this is so much, al-wu'ud al-kadhib, false promises. Some of they promise dowry, they don't pay it. Some of them, they sign contract with their wives, they don't fulfill it. Liars. كذابين. والله العظيم بعضهم لا يحسحيون. حتى إن من الناس من عندهم هذه المقالة. إذا تريد أن تتزوج, if you want to get married, marry through lie and treat her through the truthful, through the true. I don't know how they say it. So they have this principle. You want to get married? Marry her by lying to her. I give you a problem. I buy for you this car. MashaAllah, you'll be rich. Allahu Akbar. Maybe after years, you go to Mars or Moon. But then, whenever you make sure she is your wife, they say, treat her with the reality. هذا حرام يا أخي. Why are you making these false promises? If you make a promise, if you sign a contract with her, fulfill as it is. If you don't do that, this oppression. Some men, they have agreement with her. She says upfront, if you're going to marry another wife, you are free now. I'm not ready for marriage. She say, don't worry about it. I will never ever. You're like a moon. So beautiful. Okay. When he marry her, now how many? 2, 3. Now you're not allowed to do that because you promise. Some ulama, they say it's allowed. Others, they say it's not allowed. والحق أنه لا يجوز. لا يجوز الخيانة. لا يجوز الكذب. So if you promise her, fulfill. You will not promise her, don't engage it. There is no deception. From the oppression some husbands do to their wives, again, goes back to the honor. And this is a lot. A brother marry a sister with certain situation, with a type of sickness. He know her, she tell him. He marry her with certain image. He saw her more than one time. Several times. He see how she look like. Her color, everything. Her length. He knows upon knowledge. He marry her on certain age. He knows how old she is. He marry her with a children. He knows she has children. He knows how much. And the like. After he makes sure he married, he started blaming her. You this, you this, you this, you this. You know, at the beginning, yes. Then why? It's oppression. It's deception. I remember a brother called me from another state. He said he wanted to marry a sister with 2 kids. And I told him, Akhi, through my experience, some man has a problem with a woman with children. And later on, children run around, break the house. It brings issue to some man. So are you aware of this? La ilaha illallah. Her children are my children. This is language. Subhanallah. By the way, he was da'i. I'm saying intentionally, he was da'i. Some people think, mashallah, tabarakallah, you take imama, Allahu Akbar, you give right a lecture, khalas, you angel. La ilaha illallah. That's not true. So, he said he will. And he promised that if a divorce takes place, it will not be the reason for the children. Wallahi. Time go by, I don't know, 1 year, 1 year and a half, he called me. He can't handle it. Why? Because of the children. La ilaha illallah. Did I tell you? Then now make compensation for her at least. You destroy her feeling now. Then give her some. So if someone knows already there is what he considered deficiency, shortcoming, weakness, he knows, then it is the way you accepted it. Yes, if you are deceived, this person didn't tell you, later you know, yes, you have a point. Even at that point, you have a decision either to move on or to consider yourself deceived and make a decision. But if you accept it, then all the time the same statement. Every time argument happened, the same thing. Hada. From the oppression, some husband do to their wives, which is a lot. A man marry another wife. Maybe he was with one of the first one years. Maybe with kids. He marry a young one. MashaAllah. Okay. Time go by. The first one is like she's a daycare. It's like she's not like his wife. He doesn't know when was the last time he go to her house. He doesn't remember when was the last time he fed her. Even some of them, they started working. Those women to pay the bills. Wallahi, هذا ظلم. Some man, what they did, they marry, that's in somewhere else, it's not in this area, another country. Subhanallah. He married four wives. Whenever he wants another one, he divorced one of the four without her knowing it. She only find out that she's divorced when she hear the man he married. Because they know how can he marry more than four? One has to be gone without telling her. So every woman, so they know one another. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ لا يا أخي. Yes, Allah made that lawful for you with condition. You have to financially able. This is a responsibility. You have to feed your wife. You have to give her housing. You have to give her clothing. The necessity of life. You are not able. She can even ask for divorce. If you don't suffice her from the basic of life, there is daruriyat, there is hajat, there is kamaliyat. We should know that. Daruriyat is the necessity. The hajat is the need. It's the needed. And the kamaliyat is the completion and the kisra. So the condition is to be able to provide. The second condition, Allah mentioned in Surah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, in Surah Nisa, to be fair. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَ فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَعَ فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَ. If you fear not to be just for more than one wife, then فواحد. Only one then. Remain with one wife if you are not able to be fair for more than her. So, if someone marry more than one wife, he should be fair for his wife. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he wanted to travel, what he used to do, and he wanted one of his wives to go with him, what he sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do? Yes? Draw lots. Because they equal, they share the haq, the right of traveling with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he sallallahu alaihi wasallam stay, he go, he stayed the house of each of his wife one night. But when he traveled, they losing that right. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wants one of them to go with him, then there has to be draw lot. There has to be qur'ah. Alhamdulillah. So this in Islam, if a man stay with a wife, 3 nights, he must stay with the other one 3 nights. 1 night, 1 night. 10 nights, 10. Schedule change. Not ya akhi. Also, and there are texts and hadith, ayat, in some of these issues, but because of the short of the time, some of the oppression that some husbands refuse their wives to visit their own family. Their wife, their mother, to visit her mother, her sister, her aunt, her father, her brother, who there is no harm on her to visit them. If they're corrupting the house, if really, whenever this woman goes to that family, they change her mind. In a way, she doesn't give this man his right. He has right to stop her from there. Other than that, the origin is to allow her. From the oppression, some of them do not allow their wives to go to the house of Allah to learn the deen, to go to the masjid without a reason. If there is a reason, she goes to the masjid, she causes fitna. She goes to the masjid, she goes without hijab, without the proper dressing. She goes with a perfume. She goes causing fitna to the people, involving fitna, instigation, problem. All these are reasons you can't stop. None of that is there. She wants to worship Allah. لا تمنعوا إماء الله مساجد الله. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, don't stop the women from the house of Allah. Some of them even allow her to learn the deen of Allah, to be educated. أعوذ بالله. Some of them have even arrogance. They don't want their wife to learn because they feel they will be lower than her. Even so, you want her to remain ignorant? That's not right. Barakallahu feek. Teach her, help her. And she shouldn't be arrogant to you when she learns. Now, from the worst things and oppression that some husbands do to their wives is that they command her to commit a sin, to do haram. Go make a fire on this cigarette. A'udhu billah. Some of them refuse their wives to dress properly. Wallahi. A'udhu billah. Some of them, subhanallah, they command very evil things. Wallahi. Something you cannot even mention sometimes. Even when a husband and his wife are sleeping together, some of them, they command their wife something haram. Otherwise, they will divorce her. Wallahi al-azim. Alaysa hadha min al-dhulm. Rajul, he claims he's a Muslim. He asking his wife to do to her what the Qawm Lut do to one another. And if she doesn't do that, khalas, he will leave her alone. Subhanallah. Ayn al-akhlaq. Wahada yuma yudul ala wujudi al-shaytan. Wa nafs al-ammara bisu'i hissan. Otherwise, how, yadam billah, that person likes, desires those evil things. Yadam billah. So all this from shaitan. No one has a right to enjoin the other a sin. This is haram. لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. And she shouldn't obey him. She shouldn't obey him. He tell her to do haram, to involve business with haram. She say no. He says, then you will be divorced. Alhamdulillah, tawakkal ala Allah. Allah is the provider. From the oppression that husbands do to their wives is that some of them, they take the property of their wives, her own property, what she earned, either before the marriage or after that, what she inherited from her family, what she was given as a gift, whatever, her own property. Some of them are taken away. From the oppression that some husbands, they don't provide their wives. They enforce them to work. While we know in Islam, it's the man who should provide his wife. Naam. الرجال قوامون على النساء. So it is upon the men to provide their wives. If the wife's help, the man need the help of his wife because maybe she knows that, or that's different if they agree upon helping one another, alhamdulillah. But it is on him who should provide his wife with halal. From the oppression that some men bring to the house of their wife, someone those women don't want, don't like them, because they taken a part of their privacy without consultation, without convincing her, without anything. The ulama, they said, the woman has right to have her own separate house. This is their right. If you decide to bring one of your relatives, especially living with you years, you have to convince her, you have to talk to her in a way she willingly accept to give up her right, to lose her privacy and the like, especially if she is serving that person, cooking. Some of them, they take the cards, the visa cards and the like of their wives, their whatever, and they use it. Sometimes by force, with tahdeed, threatening. If you don't do that, you divorce. And sometimes with agreement that they will pay on time everything. They will pay her back. After that, they don't. So even some women, after they've been divorced, they were paying off the debt of their previous husbands. Why, ya akhi? هذا من الظلم. Now to mention now some of the oppression from the women to their husbands. The biggest one is lack of obedience. على المرأة المسلمة أن تطيع زوجها بالمعروف. Upon the believing woman to obey her husband with good. As long as it's not haram, as long as she is able, she must obey him. This is his right. He said to her, you know what? I need to move to Arizona. Okay, I need to move to Togo. You know Togo? Somewhere in Africa. She doesn't feel that way. She explained to him, you know what? I don't have family there. This is. He understand. He accepted this is the best. But he make a decision. He said, no, I make my decision. I hear what you said. I think the maslah, the benefit for the family is to go there. Upon her, Islamically, to give up her opinion, to go with him. It's just an example. That's what it means, qayyama, qawwam. He's a leader. You don't disobey the leader except with, if he command you haram. This is not haram. So, some women know obedience. Actually, the man should obey them, obey her. That's the way she wants. Every dispute she wants is the one who be obeyed. This is not right. She obey her husband with anything which is not haram, and she is able. She obey. Obedience is very important. Also, some women, they oppress their husband by taking the secret of the family to outside. Sharing with her sister, with her mother. Her mother is the one who controlling the house. Big problem. Every time the man wants to talk to his wife, actually he's not talking to his wife. He's talking to his mother-in-law. La ilaha. He's talking to her sister, his sister-in-law. Someone in another state, another country, somewhere in Europe is controlling his own house. This is not allowed. Don't share the house information outsiders, especially the women. who are generally emotional. If their daughter cry, if their sister cry, right away they team up with her without asking the other side what's happening. If there has to be somebody involved, then there has to be a process. The family to be the last one. When it's necessary, yes, then the male involves the father, the brother, the uncle. So this is one of the things some women, they do. The secret of the house, they take it to outside. Man doesn't have secret. People tell him in the market what happened in his house. Man shouldn't do that either. No, Jews. هذه أمور سرية أمانة لابد من محافظتها. Also from some of the of the woman, she wanted to control her husband even where he make money, where he put the money, where he spend to. She come to know he spent $100 to his mother. Oh, now she has big fight. Why you spend to your mother? You don't love me. You don't care about me. Or why you don't spend to my own mother too? You are not fair. Where are you? The husband, the man in Islam is different than the woman. The man has to provide his wife, his children, his mother, his father, his sister, his aunt, all those. When they are in a state, there is no one closer to them than him. He must take that responsibility and provide them. As women, no, she wouldn't provide anybody. She should be provided by her husband, if not her brother, her father, and the like. So one of the problem is that the woman, she want to compete. Some women want to compete their husbands with their husband in the money, in his income, where he spent to. She shouldn't involve with that. Some ulama use wala tu sufa amwalakum. So, and this caused a lot of arguments and mistrust. So I advise the sister to leave the business of your husband. His income, leave for him. His money, leave for him. Ask him your right, which is take care of the family. How much money he make? What is he going to do? Leave it for him. And rely on Allah Azza wa Jal. Last thing, some women, they do to their husband a lot of doubt. They have a lot of suspicion things. This one is going to marry another one. This one, he was with someone. Why that woman call you? Why this? Some people that she know has nothing to do. They didn't call, but for regular business. From someone who fixes the lights, someone who plumbing, a customer call him. The origin is to trust, not to have doubt. Why this person calling? Why this one? Naam. So generally, it's obedience. It's obedience to obey her husband with good. To obey. If you obey your husband, inshallah, with good, inshallah, you will get the, inshallah ta'ala, the fruit. What is the, inshallah ta'ala, what's expected the good Muslim, a man to treat his wife? It is what Allah mentioned in his Quran. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat them with good. Treat your wife in terms of his statement, in terms of action, in terms of provision, all that with good. The ulama, they say this good, this judgment of being good is goes back to the custom, to the understanding of the people. If people in the area say, this man, he says this statement to his wife, this is the way he talked to, this is how he provide her, this is how he deal with her. If they say it's good, it's good with Allah. If they say he oppress her, it's oppression with Allah. كل ما أتى ولم يحدد بالشرع كالحرج فالبلع فحدد. So, treat her with good. Say to her, good. Provide her, good. Dress her, good. Give her housing, good. otherwise فأمسكوهن بمعروف أو صريحوهن بمعروف. So keep her with good or set her free with good. No fight, no calamity, no destroying one's life. You able to treat with her good, to give her right, alhamdulillah, that's the origin. You are not able, set her free. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, خيركم لأهلي. The best of you is the best of you to his wife. So if we want to know about somebody, if you want to know about someone, don't ask the general people. Ask those who have special dealings with him, business with him. His wife, her husband know her, knows her, and the like. So your wife is the one who knows you after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best. If she tells you, you good person, you have good manner, alhamdulillah. If she tells you, you need to fix your problem, you need to fix it. Don't say no. You know, the brother in the mercy, he knows good about me. That's disregarded. The brother in the mercy doesn't know you. What the sister in the city say about you is not considered. If your husband says bad about you, and he has right, he has a point. Because it's he who knows you in reality. The same thing, it's she who knows you. So Prophet Salim, he command, he mentioned that the best of the husband is the one who is the best to his wife. Also, remembering, which is what some of us don't even remember. Ya akhi, everything you spend to your wife is sadaqah, is charity for you. Do you think that every man understands this way? Whatever you spend to your wife is charity for you. La ilaha illallah. Even when you have a relationship with her, intimacy with her is sadaqah for you. And you get reward. Wafi fi imra'atika sadaqah. Whatever you put in her mouth is charity. Then why you calculate every second, every cent? You know, last month, how much I give you? You buy the banana with 1 cent. You buy this one, la ilaha illallah. How you collecting your sadaqah? You have it, give to her. You don't have it, you don't have it. Alhamdulillah. And if she find out that when you have, you give. When you don't have, she will understand you don't have it. Because she knows you. But imagine if she knows when you have, you don't give. How she will accept when you don't have, you don't have it. She say maybe he has it, but he's not. So take her a sadaqah, charity. See that way, provide your wife, be generous to her. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, don't forget, ولا تنسوا الفضل بينكم. Even if there is misunderstanding between you and your wife now, don't forget there was back days time you used to love one another. Help one another. Time she was young, she spent her energy, her time, her beauty to you. You have to consider that. If she has children, you have to consider. If she has raising your children, you have to consider. Wallah, in reality, when you see what women go through, subhanallah, there is sound hadith. One of the mashayikh said, every woman should know that hadith, that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Angel Jibreel came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Allah azza wa jal conveyed this message to Khadija, Allah is saying salam to her, and give her galair tidings of a Jannah, of a house in Jannah, and from that there is no tire, no nasab. Malfi, what is nasab? No tire. She will not tire because she tired. Khadija radiallahu ta'ala helping, serving the Prophet sallam, the deen of Allah. So al-jaza'u min jinsi al-amal, in the Jannah, she will rest. So the women generally, they tire. Especially with kids. They don't have time to rest. Man, he may say, next 3 hours, inshallah, if I'm healthy, I will sleep. woman she doesn't have, if she has kids, she doesn't have that time. The child can wake up anytime, cry anytime, get sick anytime. She doesn't have time to rest. Wallahi al-musta'an. So I mentioned Sheikh Abdul Razak. He said one of the brothers wanted to know how his wife is suffering. So he said to her one day, don't do anything from the house. Leave it for me. La ilaha illallah. Cleaning the kids, cooking the food, washing the clothes, washing the dishes, cleaning the house, shopping it. He realized what his wife was doing. Barakallahu fiha. So a Muslim has to remember this. With all this, if she bring the food late because she had other stuff to, khalas, he left the house. He threatened her, khulu, you divorce it. La, where is rahmah? Where is kindness? La, there has to be kindness. Rahmah, irhamu man fil ardi, irhamku man fil sama. Show mercy to the one who is on the earth to show mercy to you, the one who is in the heaven, Allah Azza wa Jal. So the husband to be patient and to know if he put joy in his wife, his heart, joy. It's sadaqah, idkhalu surur fi qalbi akhika sadaqah. Any Muslim, you make him happy, you get charity, you smile to your Muslim brother, you make him happy, it's sadaqah. How about if you make happy your wife? Especially if she has kids for you, the mother of your kids. In the marriage life, there has to be some difficulty. No solution, but sabr, patience. Just a taking time. المرأة لابد فيها من عوج. إن الحديث خلقت المرأة من ضلع أعوج. So there has to be shortcoming, there has to be weakness in her activeness, in her this. There you have to deal with that. This is not only with one woman, with everyone. The same thing, the man is not angel. He has shortcoming. There has to be, every man has issue. Every woman has issue. So we have to accept that. And we have to live with that. Because the benefit is more. Yes, there are some difficulties on our way, but the benefit general, alhamdulillah. If the benefit is not the biggest, Allah wouldn't legislate the marriage. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the benefit is biggest, ask those who look for a marriage and they didn't find it. Ask them. Wallahi al-Azim. Yes, every man, every woman go around them, they may think she may approach them with marriage. Yes, not everybody, alhamdulillah. But reality, someone when he doesn't have what he wants, is different when he gets. Final things, inshallah ta'ala, the women, I forgot, some of the women, their oppression, they threaten their husband with the police, with 911, with a court, with what they call money, taking half of the saving, child support, name it. La ilaha illallah. These things encourage women to destroy her house. Now, if there is a dispute, don't call those numbers and those people who don't open Quran and Sunnah, Aqid al-Salaf al-Salih. They don't tell you what Ibn Taymiyyah said. La, la ilaha illallah. Be pleased with the rule of Allah Azza wa Jal. Know what do you have right for in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. That should suffice you. So don't go. The man, the same thing. Some women, the man, they go, they tell, go to the system. Don't go to the system. Go to Islah, alhamdulillah. If the everyone, the man try his best, the woman try her best to obey this person, he tried to deal with his wife nicely, to give her her right, he remained patient, it didn't work. It is good to involve a third person, trusted third person, who will not share the affairs of the family, the other people, who both they trust him. and involve, listen from both, not only from one side, from both. Give chance everyone to talk. Then, alhamdulillah, if solved is good. It's not solved, next level. If the man has the problem, he's the one who complaining, he call her wali. Her father, her brother, her uncle, whoever her wali. Okay, this is the issue I'm going through. Please, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. If she's wrong, please talk to her. Alhamdulillah, it finalized, it solved, walillah alhamd. It's not solved. فَأَمْسِكُونَ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ سَرِّحُونَ بِمَعْرُوفٍ. No boycotting, no destroying one another, not system, not this, not lawyers, nothing. Why we need all this? وَاللَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ. No. So, from the birthing which happened, some men, they divorce their wives without even letting her really know that. This is, next thing, the father, he hears his wife, his daughter was divorced. La, why are you doing that? Share with him. My uncle, this is what's going on. Give him a chance. Sometimes you think you're right and you're wrong. Brother, sister in Islam, this is a big topic. Really, I was just making conversation. Basically, I was not giving a talk. And I know I took your time. But this issue, to summarize it, husband and wife, they should treat one another with good. Everyone has rights and has responsibility. Number one, know what's your rights and what are your responsibilities. Number two, apply that. If you try your best, the other one is not appreciating. You see you are oppressed. You see you cannot be patient. Take a good way to end the marriage with a good way. Alhamdulillah. But you should have sabr, patience. Sometimes you give up your right. It's your pure right, but you leave it because for the general benefit. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make islah to our houses and the house of our believers. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.